It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review The Beast, a French drama with Léa Seydoux and George MacKay playing characters in past lives. The movie begins in the future, the year 2044, when gas masks must be worn outdoors, and there is a procedure which will allow people to see their past lives and erase memories of them. We, the audience, travel to Paris 1910, when Seydoux plays a doll maker's wife, and MacKay plays a young Englishman who fancies her. And we also travel to Santa Barbara 2014, when she plays a model and would-be actress, while he plays a YouTuber who complains about not having a girlfriend. But all these stories represent a woman's fear of the future in which she knows disaster will strike or something will happen within her relationships. It's all unpredictable and beautifully acted by Seydoux, who has the voice and tone to convince us of her humanity. I needed some time to process my emotions towards The Beast after 2 months, and I think my mind is clear. It's a gorgeous and questionable film about these two people and their past and present. Remember, this is a story about past lives, and the future sequences have their moments of exhilaration and ideas. It's a universal and timely movie. 3.5 stars. To recap this week's new movies, thumbs way up for Monkey Man, thumbs up for Asphalt City, thumbs up for the Casagrandes movie, thumbs up for Chicken for Linda, thumbs way up for Steve Martin, and finally, thumbs way up for The Beast. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.